What you focus on is what you feel. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Guys, self-doubt, sales self-doubt is what we're talking about today. I go through it all the time. Been going through it my whole career. I think it's a natural thing in everybody and everything in life, in sales most importantly. And sometimes we ask the question is what the hell did we get ourselves into? You know, what am I doing in this sales world? And, you know, I thought it'd be a good topic to talk about it because I think I want to talk about things that affect me. So you guys know I'm human. I may be on this show here and you guys may think highly of me, but I go through this shit all the time. And we're going to talk about that today. Zach goes through it. Craig, I'm sure, goes through it. There's ways to deal with it. There's ways that he deals with it. Let's say hello to everybody in the show because, you know, I screwed up earlier. It might be the first day of the rodeo here, but we got some people.
Blame it on me.
I blame Zach. Zach, you were sitting there just listening. And let's see here. Doug Moore, Eric Hendrickson, Felipe, Jennifer Sosa. What's up? Bob, Alan PA. What's up, Bob? Felipe, Anthony. Let's see. Brian, Eric Atsiglio. Can't hear anything. Yeah, I know. You know, there's a delay, so by the time I saw this, I was 5 minutes into my intro here. But it looks like Craig joined. I don't know if he's on the plane still. But let me go to redo our sponsors here. The usual, Chief Health Alliance, you guys know. Shout out to Chief Health Plan coming out soon. Going to release the details. Let's get into it. How many of you out there going through sales roller coaster rides? Self-doubt. If you've been through self-doubt, type yes below. Be honest with me. Zach, what do you think? You think people are going to admit to it?
Hey, you got to. I mean, everyone goes through it. We had a conversation, like a bromance conversation a couple days ago because, you know, you go through the Memorial Day holiday, school's finishing up, people start getting distracted with, you know, the stuff in the summer, and all of a sudden your calendar is not as full, right? You're not having as many conversations. People aren't picking up the phone and calling you, and you start thinking like, am I ever going to sell anything again? It starts getting pretty scary.
So, you know, we're in sales, guys, right? This is an emotional roller coaster. And, you know, I talk to friends, family, whoever, and I talk about it, and it's like, no, this is a roller coaster, right? Most times the roller coaster is here. You're not at the high, right? You're tracking to get up the high, but there's not as many peaks as there is valleys, right? So like I tell them is this is what I signed up for, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I live for this high. This is my drug. You can call me a drug addict if you want, and the drug that you and I are all hooked on is sales. If you're with me, say hell yes below, because this is what gets us excited about this business. I talk to a lot of you on the phone, and listen, I get no more pleasure than hearing you guys call me excited, leaving a prospect meeting, saying something that worked, closing a new account. It's that high that we sign up for, guys. We have to understand that. We're in a sales role. It is an emotional roller coaster that is full with self-doubts. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. There's going to be waves that we're going to ride. I mean, all of you have been in sales wave where you can't do nothing wrong. But most of the times, it's down here, right? We're riding the wave down here a lot of times. And, you know, we've got to train our mind. If Craig was on, and I really wish he was on. He got caught up on a flight today. But to train your mind to deal with your self-doubt, because it's such a self-doubting business that we're in. And you've got to be able to come up with different ways to get yourself out of it. You know, there's times where I lay in bed at night and I go, what the hell am I doing? Can I do this? Can I continue to do this? And I've had some small success in my life. I've done it. Most of you all on here have had success in your life and accomplishment. And yet we still beat ourselves up on a regular basis, sometimes daily, am I good enough? Can I do this? Is this right for me? And it's just a mindset shift that you have to create, right? So, you know, I want to talk more about it. And self-doubt can come from many different things, right? It's an emotional thing, right? And they say, what you focus on is what you feel, okay? So if you're focusing on all the negative things, right? If we're focusing on, what society says, what the news says, what haters say. We're focusing on the competition. They're better than me. Ego problems. We're dealing with rejection, maybe fear, problems with your partner, your boss, all these different things that we're feeling, right? We're focusing on it, and that's why we feel it. And that's what causes this self-doubt that we have. And, you know, watching some of Tony Robbins' stuff and some of the stuff I prepared for the show was from Tony Robbins. And I, you know, it's like what he talks about is what you focus on is what you feel. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So that negativity in, Craig would say, garbage in, garbage out, is what causes you to think that way. And the real way to change your emotional state is by movement, right? You have to have movement and create action to get out of that funk. What do you think, Zach?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you go through these like dry spells and, you know, I've talked about them where you literally feel like you're on the, like you said, the bottom of that roller coaster and you strike out 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. And what's crazy is you'll have these groups or these conversations with the prospect and, you know, you have all these meetings and you're like, there's no way this isn't going to close. And then something happens and, you know, you start thinking like, geez, what's going on? And so, you know, for me, one of the things that I do is I say, listen, I just got to focus on like, what's the next task? What's the next high value activity that I can do? And so for me, it's like, find 5 new brokers for me to reach out to and introduce myself and get them in like a combo prospecting type situation. Because, you know, you do 5, you get those done, you start feeling, you know, pretty good. Maybe you had a conversation, maybe you didn't, but you're starting to lay the groundwork for some success, you know, 3, 6, 9 months out.
You know, my uncle told me a story about a gentleman, and I think it's a great, funny story. And all of us producers and salespeople can attest to it is, you know, he said, in the beginning of my career, I used to want to quit every day. The only difference from now and then is, you know, now I only want to quit once a month, right? And I thought it's pretty funny because it's like as you get, you're 20, 30 years into business, and yet you still have self-doubt and you want to quit the business. So it's not something that's going to just go away. Now, you learn different ways to deal with it. You get more success and more confidence, and confidence gives you that, you know, that emotional feeling of greatness. And, you know, you just got to build yourself around it in that mindset. I see a couple of you chatting in here saying, yes, 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 everybody. Bob, Brian, Anthony, Jennifer, Eric, thanks for being honest. Bill Hughes, Doug Moore says almost every day. Jeff says, yep, up and down the sales, love-hate relationship. Guys, did you know it's the number one, it's the biggest, I think it's the biggest job title is sales. So listen, it's what we signed up for. We got to stick it out because we live for that goddamn high and there is nothing better. That's our drug. So our goal today is kind of find a ways to kind of deal with those different things. I mean, I know Zach, you had gave me a call the other day and, you know, what'd you say to me?
Yeah, I just said, I was like, dude, I feel like, you know, like my calendar's not as full as it's been. I feel like I'm not as busy. And it's like, you know, am I ever going to sell anything again? I'm starting to like freak out. And, you know, it goes like in ebbs and flows. What I can tell you from a confidence booster standpoint is that I get to talk to a lot of folks like yourselves every day. And I can tell you that our niche, this Heads Up Advisor community, we do have value and we are bringing stuff to the table that a majority of the people aren't. So we just got to keep banging away and doing, like I said, those high value activities and just one step at a time. Like, don't look at what the end game needs to be, because that's probably 7, 8, 9 steps down the road. You just need to focus on what's that first step in front of you. And like John said, you know, Craig would hit on this. It's like not reading a book, not, you know, doing a book report. Like, let's have some movement, do something positive that you can control.
Yeah. I mean, we have to learn to control our focus, right? So our focus is what's going to lead to the outcome, right? So focusing on the activity of what you're doing, right? Questions that we ask ourselves, if we're asking ourselves negative and self-doubting questions, that's what it's going to lead to. So, you know, we talk about on the show before of having goals and things like that, but laying out that roadmap and seeing that destination and having that laser tunnel vision that I always talk about, that's helped me tremendously. And that's just focus. Tunnel vision is focus. If you can focus on the outcome and the destination you want to go to in your career, you're going to have a lot better opportunity to deal with that self-doubt in the business, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you know, the other thing too is like, you know, having somebody that, you know, can kind of hold you accountable and that you can kind of lean on and get a little emotional with and talk about that self-doubt so they can kind of pick you back up, because you need somebody that's kind of in your corner. It's kind of funny, like, everybody thinks, you know, somebody like you just said, you know, Craig to me is somebody that I look up to in the industry, and I, you know, take a lot of the things he says to heart. But I'm sure if you asked him, he would say, yeah, he has self-doubt. He has days that he thinks he's bad. And so, like, I've been in meetings where, you know, guys that were my superior, I remember one time it was a pretty big group in Texas and a couple thousand lives. And we had a call with the CFO, and my boss got off the phone and he called me and he's just like, God, I was so bad. It was so terrible. And so, and this is a guy who's making a lot of money and has a lot of business. And, you know, that's kind of crazy to hear somebody that is your superior say that. So, you know, I think the first step is just realizing that it happens and that it's normal and that we're all human and we put our pants on the same way every day, except for maybe, you know, maybe John, you know, he's got a different world that he lives in.
Well, maybe there's shorts out here yet. I'm in California now. Actually, I'm in California. I yet to buy a pair of shorts. Still haven't done it. But yeah, I mean, if Craig was on here, Craig would tell you that he, you know, it's interesting because look up to Craig as a partner mentor. And I would always ask him stuff like, did you ever go through it? And then I laugh kind of when he tells me, hey, yeah, I dealt with that too when I was younger. And it's kind of like, you think people are immortal. A lot of you on here may think, well, John's on TV on this show. It's like TV and he must be so great. Everything's good and dandy. Guys, I ask myself all the time, whether I do this show, like, what the hell am I doing? Is this delivering any value to people? Are people listening? Do they care? Am I doing what's right? What the hell am I doing? I should just quit this. I think about that probably at least a couple times a month. I thought about it earlier today when I was coming up with kind of some of the ideas for the show, you know? So, you know, you've got to be committed to make it work and realize that everything that, you know, you're now good at, we once weren't good at. Okay, so, you know, let's talk about some of the fixes that I think we can utilize to make ourselves better. Now, get ourselves out of the funk, right? We talk about the roller coaster rides of sales, right? And we know we've all been through it. We've been hot, not hot, back and forth, right? Hit a single, right? We talk about bigger counts. Everybody wants the bigger counts. They want the whales, okay? But the singles feel good. You know, I had a guy that I worked with many years ago, and he goes, I just love closing, man. I don't give a shit if it's a two life group. It feels so goddamn good. Two life, five life group. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to be closing them anymore. This, that, and the other. And then I remember maybe a month later, I picked one up and I said, you were right. The feeling that you get from those small groups just boosts and exudes your confidence to come out with fire to go after the next account. It's funny enough, Seth Denson gave me a call early today and I said, I'm doing a show about self-doubt. What are some of the things you've done to cope with that and deal with it? And he said the same thing, is hit a single, get hit by a pitch, just get the hell on base. And he said, you know, broker records have babies. So I thought it's funny. He said the same thing. And it's so true, guys, is you've got to hit singles along with your doubles and your triples and your home runs. We all want the home runs. We got to hit singles along the way, not just from a revenue standpoint, right? We don't want them accounts, but from a self-confidence standpoint to keep you going, to keep that belief of what you're doing is actually working. Because we all know we could go 90 days, 120 days. And, you know, I remember just thinking, walking around my office, talking to my guys in my office, like, I'm a loser. I can't close shit. What the hell am I doing wrong, right? And then all of a sudden, you know, boom, 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 right? First year, quick story, first year in the industry was terrible for me. I didn't close shit. I couldn't figure it out. I mean, when I went on my own, it was by mistake. I wasn't supposed to go on my own without any help. Here I am in my apartment, never closed an account over 20 lives. And now I got to figure this out on how to close business. First year was miserable. It was a complete disaster for me. But at the end of the year, I got really angry. I invested in sales training And funny opportunity, I bought a $2,000 program so many years ago. That was Jordan Belfort, the guy from Wolf of Wall Street. If you haven't seen the movie, I got angry. I started writing notes on a pad, started studying it, practicing on the weekends. And I remember going in angry to meetings, like, I'm going and I'm taking this broker of record today. I'm not leaving without it. It was a four life group, a $1,500 commission. I remember this to the day. I kept the paper in my car to this day. And I got that one account, man. And I remember going back feeling so good, waving that broker of record to my cold caller like I got it. And I've never looked back in my career. It was just that next 6 months for me was just like, I remember my goal was like 60,000 for the year. I wound up doing like 2.5 times that the next year. But the year before was a disaster. It was $22,000. You know, you come close to quitting, right? I mean, if I would have let that self-doubt take over me then, shit, I would have quit. I wouldn't be where I am today. So what I'm telling you is you've got to kind of get that out of your head, develop some singles and some bunts like I did there, and just go on a run, because it's going to be up and down. You're going to go on a run, but you got to be taking action to have those runs, right? You've got to be willing to eat shit for a while to be successful and to get out of that slump and all that self-doubt. You're going to have to eat shit for a while, okay? A lot of rejection. It's just something that comes with sales. And if you have the ability and the fortitude to be able to do that, that's what's going to make you successful. That's what's going to make you a lot of money. And that's why you get paid. Sales is the number one paying position outside some of these other, you know, celebrities and stuff like that. That's what you have to be able to go through. So, you know, today, again, I'm getting fired up because I love helping you guys. And, you know, it's something that I deal with. And I found little tricks and stuff. And I still deal with it today. But these are little tricks that I use to get myself out of it. And I'll go to the biggest one in a minute. But let me just take a look at some of the comments, because I see Craig is joining us and adding some insight here.
John, what in healthcare, what does it mean when you get hit by a pitch?
I don't know. I you know what? I didn't even ask Seth that, but he said get hit by a pitch. For him, it might be, I talked to him today. He goes, you know, I just want to go out and hit a single. And he's like, I didn't want it. It was a 25 life group. I said, 25 life groups, $10,000 commission. It's not that bad. But, you know, he's already made a commitment to the larger, to 50 plus or 100 plus, and that's fine. He's a different part of his career, right? So hit by a pitch is probably a two life group, but he had been telling me about a new rep in his office that had cold called him, and he hired him because he cold called him. And in the beginning, he didn't close anything. And he said, you know what? Just go out and get a two life group. And he's like, we didn't, you know, you don't want those groups. He goes, I don't care. We want to get your confidence and get you going. We know it's going to come. So it was just a self-confidence thing to get him out of the gate and get him to close something fast. Let's take a look here. Let's see. Gary Becker. Oh, your biggest cheerleader, Zach. Way to go, Zach. Way to go.
Gary
Anthony
loves me.
Said, don't quit. It is very valuable. Eric says, the show definitely delivers value. Don't doubt that. Oh, so they're telling me. Oh, good. I'm glad the show delivers value, guys, because... Yeah, sometimes
don't pump him up any. Don't pump him up any more than he already is.
On, right, on the guys? Show, yeah. Listen, I go through times where I don't hear from you guys. I don't know what the hell's going on. Some people are watching. Some live show up 35. Some have 13. Some get 600 views. Some get 200 views. You know, I don't know. So I try to keep it going. Anthony says, "Yep, close to three life case, saving them $2,600 a month too." Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a win, right? You get a good thing, you do a good thing for a client, that feels good as well, right? They could become a raving fan. Excuse me, you never know if you can utilize that later as a great case study. Put them on a video, Anthony. Put them on a video. They don't need to know it's three lives, right? Think about how you can utilize that towards your marketing.
Yeah, so John, like another thing, like we all have, like we just talked about, like some accountability partners. So I have other guys in the industry that I talk to pretty much on at least every other day basis, and they're going through some of the same things that we do. One of my buddies that's in the industry, we had worked together in a past life in a sales role, and a girl actually sat in the middle of us. She had no technical knowledge of the industry. She was kind of annoying, a little bit dorky. She is still in that sales role, and she's successful now. What's funny about it is because that girl just would get knocked down and keep getting back up. She was constantly on the phone. She was always going to networking events. She didn't care that she didn't know anything, and she just kept swinging. And now she's made a good, you know, a good existence for herself. And so you know, I always remind my buddy of that story. I say, hey, look, like, you know, he's like having a bad day. I'm like, you know, you remember this girl, like she, you know, she's killing it. You know, she didn't know anything. We used to laugh at her, but you know, she never quit.
Yeah. I remember my uncle, and I don't know if my cousin's on, he's in a life insurance investment space. I think I put him into the group here. Not, I need to, you know, my uncle, he was in on a gardening agency. He's living in Florida. And he said, listen, John, because he was my mentor in the beginning, and he, you know, I would call him all the time, like I was harassing Craig the past 2 years with stuff. And I said, John, just be persistent, because nobody else will be. Just be persistent, and you'll make a lot of money and be successful, right? And I was dealing with, you know, rejection from dealing, you know, in investments and insurance. I was dealing with doctors and attorneys, and if any of you have had to work with them, they suck. He said, listen, man, don't be intimidated by them. They're just doctors. You know what the difference between you and them in 5 to 10 years will be? You know what he said? You'll be making more money than them. That's what the difference is going to be. So don't be thinking that doctors and attorneys are so special. Anyhow, I had to throw that in there. Craig says, you must create strategic instability in your business lives. Unless you expose yourself to discomfort, you will not learn, right? Yeah, so put yourself out there, do things that drive fear and bring discomfort to build your confidence. That's what you need to do. Brian, science has proven you can teach an old dog new tricks. I've verified repeatedly with my mentoring. When the pupil is ready, the master appears. I will tell you with 100% confidence that my career has completely changed from 2 years ago when I met Craig in La Jolla at his first event for the C-suite. And I'm a little mad that he's charging $3,000 as an early bird special till July 1st, because I paid $8,000 to hear him speak, Craig. Okay? $8,000 I paid. And I remember I was like, wow, $8,000 is a lot of money. And then he put it in perspective. He's like, what is that, a 15 life group commission for the year? And I said, you're right. It's a 15 life group. Who cares? It's nothing, the investment. So I went, long story short, completely changed my career, taught me how to change the way I speak, gave me the confidence that I needed. 3 weeks later, give a talk in front of 25 CFOs that I would not, no doubt I wouldn't have been able to give if I didn't attend that event. I closed three of them, was close to six figures in business. It's well over six figures now in revenue from the time that it's happened. And it was all from investing in myself and breaking those disbeliefs and the self-doubts that I had, that I couldn't play with the big boys. I couldn't compete with the bigger accounts. I couldn't go after groups 100 or more, 500 or more, 1,000 or more. I just had a call with a 13,000 life group the other day, and I would have never been able to do that if I didn't break my disbeliefs, my self-doubts that I had, and train, which leads me to my next point. And what Heads Up Advisor is to many of you out there is we are your coach, your mentor. A coach and a mentor is what takes you from here to here the fastest, right? You want to ramp up your learning curve, like Craig would say, is you've got to pay for your education, okay? You can dramatically change your learning curve by making an investment in yourself, whether you have a mentor that does it for nothing or for free. Craig says, you got to pay for your education. If you want somebody's attention, you got to pay for it. The reason I got Craig's attention, because I couldn't get his attention for the first 6 months I known him with calls, is I paid $8,000 to hear me speak. Then he took my phone call and helped me out. And here we are 2 years later. I'm his partner and we're doing this for you guys. So little quick story on the event that we have coming up and kind of where I came from that event. But again, let's take a look at some of the comment sections here below. Zach, anything you want to add?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, when you're talking, I'm interested to see what the next point is, what you're going to bring up. But when you're talking about, you know, all that self-doubt, like John said, you know, it's about movement and kind of breaking down those goals into little things. I think sometimes we forget, like when we get on a hot streak and we're closing business, all that work was done probably 3 months ago.
Yeah, we're going to get to that now. I mean, listen, let's go to the comments for a second. We've got a lot coming in. Gary Becker says, are you looking for easy? If so, you're in the wrong business. Damn right. Craig says, it's called neuroplasticity. Our brains are wired to make new connections until you expire. So when you are going to get ideas, knowledge, and experience to make you uncomfortable to try new things, damn sure at high stakes advising. Marcy says, a six life case is now 125 in size. Don't discount those itty bitty groups. Right, you never know what it's going to be. Craig says, a little heroin is still deadly. Be committed, not interested in going upstream. If you calculate the commissions from your bottom 40 of customers, you will find that it takes one new A client to replace the whole 40% time-sucking vampires preventing you from true potential. It's really true. It all it takes is one account, guys. One account. Just get that one account, and that's all you need. Bill says, amen. So, Zach just said is self-doubt, talk about the pendulum swings, right? And the roller coaster ride. So, how do we fix that? A lot of times, it's a pipeline problem, right? You go on this streak, you close a lot of accounts, you get hot, you stop prospecting, you get minutia, maybe you're partying, who knows, right? You lose focus on prospecting. So when I got down and out and I looked at my numbers and I wasn't closing, sometimes I wasn't getting as many opportunities because it was primarily cold calling, and I would go back and look at my last 90 days out, 120 days out, and I would look at the call log and I would notice that the call volume was down, which led to not as many appointments, which led to not as many new accounts. It's that simple. So if you have a prospecting system in place that you continue to develop, and I'd advise you, most of you out there, to have somebody prospecting for you, whether it be cold calling, warming up calls, because it's a lot of work and it's a full-time position. You should have full-time marketing at most of you in your career. If you're first starting, get your ass on the phone now like I did, or find a way to pay a telemarketer like I did after so many months and invest in your company, okay? Don't be afraid to invest. It's the best investment I ever made. I spend hundreds of thousands of years now going back into my company and it continues to generate more revenue. It's the best ROI I've ever gotten. Nothing even near comparison. I don't even care if you compare it. Today's stock market's been going up. I'm still getting a better ROI investing in myself and my business. So you probably have a pipeline problem, and that's really the essence of typically when you're not closing, right? I would have a conversation with Craig and he'd say, no, you're missing the point, John. The point is you don't have enough prospect. If you had enough prospects, this guy telling you no wouldn't hurt you so much and you wouldn't be self-doubting yourself and in that valley right now. It's because you don't have enough prospects. You don't have enough going on. So what does it lead to? Prospecting problem, guys. It's that simple, right? Let's see here. Take a look at some of the comments. Craig said, Shakespeare says it best. Screw your courage to the hitching post. Marcy says, it depends on who they are connected to in relationships. Yep. Think as though, act as if, then it shall be. Zach, what do you think? What else you want to add?
Yeah, two things. One, so I kind of have this mindset. One of my buddies who's in the PNC space, you know, he always says to me, he goes, hey, you know, what do you not want to do right now? You know, and I'll say like, I don't want to work out today. Well, you should probably go work out. What do you not want to do today? I don't want to cold call anybody. Well, you should probably go cold call people, right? And so that leads me into, as we get into this time of the year, right, a lot of the 6-1s and maybe 7-1s you're done with. And now, so you kind of have that vacation break, right, this lull in time in the summer where you kind of sit back, enjoy a little bit, try to take some rest before we go for that fourth quarter push. And so if you would talk to a lot of people in the industry, they would say, you know, hey, you know, 4th of July week, no point in cold calling that week because no one's around. I actually think the inverse. Like, guess what? Admin people are on vacation. Assistants are on vacation. Staff's on vacation. People are sporadic. They're in at different times of the day. So, you know, if you're doing one of the things I do now is like, you know, Friday afternoon last week, I was like, I'm going to put another call block on. So I make calls Friday afternoon and you get people on the phone because, you know, people are sitting in their office. They're getting ready for the weekend. They're a lot more chummy. And so, you know, like John said, call block on the calendar. Calendar, make calls.
Tony Hughes was on there. He talked about the golden hours of cold calling. It's from 7 to 8:30 in the morning and from 5:30 to like 7. That's when the owners are in. Friday afternoon. I don't know about you guys. I'm still working. July 4th, holidays. I'm not that big on them because I don't have family. But, you know, again, thinking what time's a call, separating yourself from the competition is what's going to make the difference. Listen, excuse me. Look at this show, for instance. You know how many times I don't want to do this show? Nobody's paying me to do this show. I'm helping you guys out doing this. I got to come up with topics, marketing, technology. I don't want to do it all the time. I tell you, I don't want to do it. But then when I got on, I love it. And after I'm done, I feel so good. I'm so excited that I did it and I love what I'm doing. It's the same way when you're prospecting and getting in those meetings and stuff like that. After you get in there and you leave, you feel great. Everything leading up to it sucks, right? You don't want to do it. Self-doubt. Today's show is going to suck. I didn't prepare enough. I don't know if this topic, if they're going to like this topic. I don't know if they're going to relate to what I'm saying here. All those type of things go through my head. And then I get on, I realize, shit, I'm talking to my peers. They've got to be going through this. I know they're feeling what I'm saying, and you guys just attested to some of it. So again, those are some of the fixes that I think you guys can take action with today to get better outcomes, to fight that self-doubt. And listen, get on the show regularly. Watch it live. Watch the recordings. Stop dicking around. We're giving great value and content to you guys. The reason I created it is because people need to be sharp. We need to be in a community of people to motivate each other. Having a support system. I go to Craig. I go to Zach. I go to other agents in the business, and we talk to boost ourselves up. Somebody may be better than me. Maybe boost me up. Maybe I boost them up. I got to slap people around, get you out of that comfort zone, get you out of that self-doubt. Guys, you guys are all confident people. You're all successful. You've had success to get here, okay? If you're watching the show and you're on here, you've had success, okay? I don't care if you don't even have a book of business yet, because you took the step out that most people aren't willing to do, okay? And you went out and you're doing sales and you're putting your ass on the line and taking some risk on your income, yourself, and your family, okay? That's something to be proud of. So take some action, go after it here. Let's take a look at the comment section, see if we got anything else going on here.
Yeah, another thing, John, too, is if you're struggling with the self-doubt, go back to the last thing that you had success on, right? You know, so whatever that is, closing a case or whatever you want to quantify as that success. And then think for a second, like, hey, how did I get to that point? And you start realizing, like, hey, I had to combo prospect them. Like, you know, I did it the other day. I thought about this one, you know, really big group that I got into the one time, you know, through talking to a broker, and we ended up talking about it. And I was like, you know what? I cold called that guy for like 6 weeks straight till he actually took my phone call. And so I'm like, you know what? If I do that again to somebody else that I want to get in front of, instead of just dealing with the emotion right now, you know, I'll probably end up with some success, you know, maybe 6 weeks from now.
Yeah. And guys, if you can imagine it, you can achieve it, right? What are the questions you're asking yourself? Control your focus, and that will lead to less self-doubt, better outcomes for you. So, you know, I want to kind of close up with this and talk about what we talked about today is you are a confident person. You've had success thus far. You're going to continue to have self-doubt. It's standard. It's regular in sales industry, in life. Right? In life, this is happening. We've given you some fixes. Hit some singles. Get hit by a pitch. Just get your ass on base. Be willing to eat shit for a while. Have a consistent prospecting pipeline going. Have a system in place, right? Back into your goals. If you want to hit an X amount of goal, you need to lay it out and back into it through a prospecting system. And most importantly, coaches, mentors, support. Listen, guys, if you want to learn how to win bigger accounts, grow your book of business, have a better conversation, thanks for joining us. We'll see you on the next show. Talk to you soon, guys. Get rid of that self-doubt. It's only a noise and a voice in your head that you can get rid of and you can avoid very easily. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you on the next show. Thanks, guys.